and optimal health. There is now a consensus of expert opinion that it is not the relative amounts of carbohydrate, protein, and fat that are important, but their quality. Today, the basis of an optimal diet and of the South Beach diet are one and the same. In fact, the healthy eating principles we stand by can be applied to almost anyone's particular dietary needs. Our diet principles are reflected not only in the most recent recommendations of the federal government, but also in the guidelines of the American Heart Association and many other organizations devoted to promoting good health. We have learned a great deal over the past 5 years about how South Beach dieters can best apply our healthy eating principles to their hectic everyday lives. We have learned about the pitfalls that some dieters experience, and we have developed effective strategies to help them overcome these problems. One of these pitfalls is what I like to call the you-can-never-be-too-thin syndrome, in which people who have reached a healthy weight and look good still want to lose more weight. Later, I explain why this is a problem that can lead to yo-yo dieting and even more weight gain, and what you can do about it.